Archbishop Dolan made headlines this month when he announced a policy under which Milwaukee priests or deacons suspected of inappropriate behavior could have their homes searched by a church official. Dolan later suspended the policy and met with a priest council and others yesterday to discuss the matter. Father Ken Mish is with a grassroots group called Milwaukee Archdiocesan Priests Alliance. He says Dolan was told many priests were blindsided by the policy.
That was done without consultation. And that was very clearly spoken about, and there was agreement on that, that was a failure.
Mish also says Dolan was told he potentially included too many types of behavior in his monitoring plan. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokesperson Kathleen Hull says the Archbishop got the messages.
He was moved by the desire of the priest to make sense out of the issue, to learn from it, and to restore trust and unity among the priests of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and him as Archbishop.
The Survivors Network of those abused by priests leafleted outside yesterday's meeting and has suggestions for Dolan. SNAP leader Peter Isley says the Archdiocese should not be the agency watching troubled priests.
The best that we think that they can do is contract, say, an outside criminal justice agency to monitor their sex offenders, and then, you know, work with them pastorally.
Isley says a transparent monitoring plan would take the taint off of priests who are following the law. The Archdiocese is not saying when it'll have a new policy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.